Welcome to Listen To. This is Ted. The news was published on Friday, October 11th. Joining us today are Eric and Kate to discuss a fascinating new study on anxiety treatment. Today, we're discussing a groundbreaking study comparing mindfulness therapy to antidepressants for anxiety disorders. Let's start with the basics. What exactly is mindfulness-based stress reduction therapy?
Well, Ted, MBSR is like a mental gym workout for your brain. It's a meditation technique that was originally cooked up to help folks manage stress, but now it's being used for all sorts of things. We're talking depression, anxiety, chronic pain, you name it. It's like this Swiss Army knife for your mind, helping you tackle all sorts of mental health issues.
While that sounds all warm and fuzzy, let's pump the brakes a bit. MBSR is still the new kid on the block.
But that's what makes it so exciting, Kate. It's fresh, it's innovative, and it's showing real promise. Just because something's new doesn't mean it's not effective. Look at how quickly technology evolves. Why can't mental health treatments
do the same? I'm not saying it can't be effective, Eric. I'm just saying we need to be cautious. We can't just throw out years of proven pharmaceutical research because of one study. These established treatments have helped millions of people.
Interesting perspectives. Now, can you explain what anxiety disorders were specifically targeted in this study?
Sure thing, Ted. The study zeroed in on some real heavy hitters in the anxiety world. We're talking agoraphobia, that's fear of open or crowded spaces, panic disorder, generalized anxiety disorder, and social anxiety disorder. These aren't just your garden variety worries, folks. These are serious conditions that can really put a damper on someone's quality of life.
While Eric's description is accurate, it's crucial to remember that these disorders are typically treated with medications like SSRIs.
True, but here's the kicker. Kate, many people are scared stiff of taking these meds. They're worried about side effects that could mess with their day-to-day life. That's why this study is such a game changer. It's offering a non-pharmaceutical option that could be just as effective.
Hold your horses, Eric. Just because it's non-pharmaceutical doesn't automatically make it better or safer. We need to be careful about how we present this information. People might start thinking they can just meditate their severe anxiety away, and that could be dangerous.
You both raise valid points. Can you elaborate on the specifics of the study? How was it conducted?
Gladly, Ted. So, picture this. The researchers took MBSR and put it in the ring with escitalopram. That's an antidepressant you might know as Lexapro. They looked at 276 patients over 8 weeks, which is like a scientific boxing match. In one corner, you've got the meditation techniques, and in the other, you've got the tried and true meds.
But it's crucial to point out that escitalopram is a well-established treatment with known efficacy. 8 weeks is a relatively short time frame for such a comparison. We're talking about complex mental health issues.
I get where you're coming from, Kate, but the results are still mind-blowing. By the final bell, I mean by the end of the trial, there were no significant differences in anxiety reduction between MBSR and escitalopram.
That's glossing over an important detail, Eric. Escitalopram did show a slight edge in symptom reduction by week 4. That's not something we should ignore. It could make a big difference for someone suffering from severe anxiety.
Let's put this study into historical context. Can you think of a similar breakthrough in mental health treatment from the past?
Oh, absolutely, Ted. This reminds me of when cognitive behavioral therapy, or CBT, burst onto the scene in the 1960s. It was like the Beatles of mental health treatment, revolutionary. CBT offered a non-pharmaceutical approach to treating various mental health issues, much like MBSR is doing now. It was a total game changer.
While CBT has proven effective, it's important to note that it didn't replace medication entirely. It's often used in conjunction with pharmaceutical treatments. We can't just.
You're right, Kate, but that's exactly my point. CBT changed the whole landscape of mental health treatment. It gave patients and clinicians more options, more tools in their toolbox. That's precisely what this MBSR study is doing. It's not about replacing meds, it's about expanding our options.
Let's not get ahead of ourselves, Eric. CBT has decades of research backing it up. This MBSR study is just one trial. We need a lot more evidence before we start comparing it to something as established as CBT.
How did the medical community initially react to CBT when it was introduced?
Well, Ted, at first, the medical community was like a bunch of skeptical cats. They weren't sure what to make of CBT, but As more and more studies rolled in, proving its effectiveness, it started to gain traction. It's like when a new restaurant opens in town. At first, everyone's a bit wary, but once people try it and love it, word spreads fast.
That's a gross oversimplification, Eric. The adoption of CBT was a long, complex process that involved rigorous testing and refinement of the technique.
Of course, Kate, I'm not saying it happened overnight, but that's exactly the process that MBSR is going through now. This study is a significant step in that direction. It's like we're watching history repeat itself, but with a new player stinny.
I understand your enthusiasm, Eric, but we can't ignore the fact that pharmaceutical treatments have saved countless lives. Any new treatment should be viewed as complementary, not a replacement. We need to be careful about how we present this information to the public.
How do you think the introduction of MBSR as a potential treatment for anxiety disorders compares to the introduction of CBT?
I think it's incredibly similar, Ted. Both MBSR and CBT offer non-invasive, empowering options for patients. They're like mental health gym memberships. They put some of the control back in the hands of the individual. It's not just about popping a pill. It's about learning techniques to manage your own mind. That's powerful stuff.
That's an overly optimistic view, Eric. While patient empowerment is important, we can't discount the value of professional medical intervention and established treatments. Some conditions.
I'm not discounting professional help, Kate. I'm saying MBSR could be another tool in their arsenal. It's like giving doctors a new high-tech gadget to help their patients. More options mean better, more personalized
care. But promoting MBSR
care
as an equal alternative to established medications could deter people from seeking proper medical treatment. That's a dangerous path to go down, especially for those with severe anxiety disorders.
Looking to the future, how do you see this development unfolding? Will MBSR become a standard treatment for anxiety disorders?
I'm betting my bottom dollar it will, Ted. This study is like the first domino in a long line. It shows that MBSR can go toe-to-toe with antidepressants and with way fewer side effects to boot. Get this, only 15% of the MBSR group reported side effects compared to a whopping 79% in the escitalopram group. Those are numbers you can't ignore.
Those numbers are misleading, Eric. We don't know the severity of these side effects or their long-term implications. Escitalopram has been studied for years. We know what to expect. With MBSR.
But Kate, that's exactly why MBSR is so promising. It offers a way to manage anxiety without playing Russian roulette with pharmaceutical side effects. Isn't that what we all want? Effective treatment with minimal.
You're making
risks.
A huge assumption that MBSR has no risks or side effects of its own, Eric. We simply don't have enough long-term data to make that claim. It's irresponsible to promote it as a risk-free alternative when we don't know the full picture.
How might the widespread adoption of MBSR impact the pharmaceutical industry and mental health treatment as a whole?
I think we're on the cusp of a mental health revolution, Ted. We'll see a shift towards more holistic, patient-centered care. It'll be like a buffet of treatment options. Patients will have more choices, and doctors might start prescribing MBSR alongside, or instead of medication. It's all about tailoring the treatment to the individual.
That's a dangerously optimistic view, Eric. We can't simply replace years of pharmaceutical research with meditation techniques. What about severe cases that require immediate intervention? MBSR isn't going
I'm
to
not saying we should throw
of-
out all our pills, Kate. MBSR doesn't have to replace medication entirely. It can be an additional tool in a doctor's arsenal, especially for patients who are hesitant about taking medication. It's about expanding our options, not.
But promoting
MBSR
as an equal alternative to established medications could deter people from seeking proper medical treatment. We need to be incredibly careful about how we present this information to the public. Lives could be at stake.
Do you foresee any potential negative consequences if MBSR becomes widely adopted?
Look, I'm not saying it's all sunshine and rainbows. The main risk I see is people trying to go it alone, you know, DIY mental health treatment. MBSR should be taught and monitored by trained professionals. It's not just about closing your eyes and thinking happy thoughts. There's a science to it, and we need to respect that.
That's just the tip of the iceberg, Eric. We could see a decrease in funding for pharmaceutical research, a rise in unqualified mindfulness gurus, and potentially worse outcomes for patients who need medication but choose MBSR instead. This could set
mental health slow down there, back. Kate. You're painting a pretty grim picture. Sure, there are risks, but that's true of any new treatment. The key is proper regulation and education. We can't let fear stop us from exploring potentially life-changing
treatments. It's not about
treatments.
Fear, Eric. It's about being responsible and cautious. We need more research, more long-term studies, and more oversight before we start promoting MBSR as the next big thing in anxiety treatment.
Thank you both for this lively and informative discussion. It's clear that MBSR shows promise, but also comes with its share of challenges and questions. As with any new treatment, more research and careful consideration will be crucial moving forward. This is Ted, signing off from Listen 2.